Hi everyone, welcome to the Poetry Pod. In this podcast, we will look at the poem The Raven, which was written by Edgar Allan Poe. The first heading is subject matter. The Raven is one of the longer poems on your course, but don't let that put you off. Take it section by section, and with the help of the glossary and notes in your Poetry Speaks textbook, you will get a good grasp of the poem and be confident in making a personal response to it. The speaker in the poem is nodding off on a dark, dismal night in December when he hears an unexpected tapping at his chamber door. He has been pining for his lost love, Lenore, and he wonders if it could possibly be Lenore at the door. But when he opens a window, a raven named Nevermore flies into the room. The speaker asks the raven if he can ever overcome his terrible sadness at the loss of his loved one, but the raven replies, "Nevermore," leaving the speaker feeling devastated. The next heading is theme. The poem explores the unending despair and grief which the young man feels at the death of his lost love, Lenore, whom the raven tells him he will never see again. The raven's insistence that she is lost to him forever enrages the young man, who is driven to madness on realizing that he must forever live with the raven's inescapable shadow cast upon his chamber floor. The next heading is quote 3. The poem has many descriptive, despairing, and mysterious lines in it for you to choose from. Select any three lines that you thought were interesting or frightening or insightful and write them into your worksheet. The next heading is imagery. Much of the imagery in the poem is dark and bleak, and this is in keeping with the cold, oppressive atmosphere that persists throughout the poem. Memorable images include the dying embers of the fire, the repeated aural imagery of the tapping and banging of the poem, and the somewhat disturbing presence of the raven, who symbolises the endless grief which the speaker will have to endure after the death of his beloved Lenore. The most detailed image in the poem is that of the raven. It is fiery eyes. Its crest is shorn and shaven. It is an ominous bird. The bird appears to be cold and unfeeling. The image we have of the speaker, by contrast, is of a man tormented by excessive feelings of weariness, fear, hopelessness, hope, sorrow, anger, and despair. The next heading is language. The language is very descriptive throughout the poem. The speaker tells us he is weak and weary, that the volume of stories he is reading is quaint and curious. There are endless examples of adjectives: bleak December, dying ember, fantastic terrors, purple curtain, stately raven, and the ebony bird that later is described as grim, ungainly, ghastly, gaunt, and ominous in stanza 12. The next heading is form. Physically, on the page, The Raven is a long poem with 18 stanzas. The length is suited to a narrative poem, one that tells a particular story, and this story is detailed as it describes the setting, the characters, the thoughts, and the feelings of the speaker. Each stanza is made up of 6 lines, the final line often repeating the phrase, "nothing more," or the single word uttered by the raven, "nevermore," words which sit almost stubbornly and even oppressively in the poem, almost in the same way the raven refuses to leave the man's chamber. Most lines are of similar shape. The poem looks quite intense as it sits on the page, and the visual shape prepares us for the prolonged sorrow experienced by the speaker, who has lost his love, Lenore. There are many patterns in the poem. For example, Look for Poe's repeated use of repetition. Some examples include wrapping, wrapping in stanza 1, entreating entrance in stanza 3, mystery explore in stanza 6, and lining with the lamplight in stanza 13. The rhyme scheme is also regular, A, B, A, B, B, B. And again, this can suggest that the speaker is unfortunately locked into his grief, which will continue forevermore. The next heading is sound. There are several interesting examples of sound effects, such as alliteration and assonance, used in the poem. In stanza 5, for example, note how Poe repeatedly uses alliteration with the heavy D sound to suggest the oppressive atmosphere in the chamber. Deep into the darkness peering, long I stood there, wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming dreams no mortal ever dared to dream before. You may also have noticed that these lines include examples of assonance, with the use of the repeated E sound. The combination of alliteration and assonance in the same lines may suggest the turmoil in the speaker's heart and mind as he tosses ideas and possibilities around in his head. That maybe, just maybe, the tapping outside his chamber door was made by his beloved Lenore. The strong rhythm created by techniques such as alliteration and assonance also mimic the repeated tapping sound heard by the speaker at the beginning of the poem. There are many other examples of sound effects in the poem, and you can read about them in the quick reference card in your Poetry Speaks textbook. The next heading is tone and mood. The tone is bleak and despairing in much of the poem. Poe carefully selects his words to convey the speaker's desperate attempts to find reassurance that he may see his Lenore once again. The speaker is feeling doubt, fear, anxiety, even terror in the poem. He is sorrowful and heartbroken that he has lost his Lenore, but also increasingly despondent when he hears the raven utter that he will never see Lenore again. The mood is certainly bleak, dark, and gloomy, and this reflects the misery felt by the speaker when he is faced with the prospect of never reuniting with Lenore again. Look at Poe's word choices that help to create this mood. Midnight dreary, bleak December, dying ember. The final heading is personal response. What did you think of this poem? Did you like the way it was written? Was the key idea in the poem something you would agree with? Can you describe how you felt after you read it? For example, did you feel confused or sad or angry or surprised in any way? What did you think of the raven? Do you feel sorry for the speaker at all?